Moncrief on News Talk.
The salmon, the bumblebee and the curlew, all creatures with, very much associated with Ireland, all threatened with extinction. Anya Murray, the author of Wild Embrace, has been writing about at-risk species in The Examiner. Afternoon, Anya.
Good afternoon, Sean.
How many creatures in Ireland as a percentage are at risk?
Amazing 20% of all the species, that's plants, invertebrates, all the whole range, 20% are at risk of extinction.
Right. That's an astounding figure.
It really is. And these are some really common and charismatic species, like you mentioned there, the salmon.
Yeah. Curlew. Now, it's wild salmon, obviously. Farm salmon is...
Yes.
Yeah, there would be a lot of that. Now, before anybody, because somebody will, text in and say, well, animals go extinct all the time. It's part of the natural cycle of life. What's the big deal?
That's absolutely true. And over millennia, species do go extinct. Habitats change, environments and climate changes. But the amount of species that are going extinct now is like nothing that has ever occurred in millions of years. This is what we're calling the sixth mass extinction. And what's happening in Ireland, which is similar to what's happening in lots of other places, is that it's really in the last 40, 50 years that a lot of species are declining really, really rapidly. Mm. So it's you know, it's in our lifetimes, Sean, that this is happening.
Yeah. Now, but it's also happened several centuries ago as well, because I remember talking to Eamon Ryan at the time. He said we should reintroduce wolves and everybody was laughing at him. But there was a reason behind that, because of the knock-on effect of not having wolves.
Yeah, in any ecosystem, there are so many different species and they're all interdependent and each feeds on each other and changes the environment to make it more hospitable to all the other species. So there's this interdependency that, you know, we all learn about in school. Mm. And we know that things like wolves predate on deer and other grazers. They also keep them moving more. So now that we have no more wolves, they were persecuted to extinction, they were shot and all the woodlands were cleared. So in 1786, the last wolf was shot. But the consequence now is that our deer populations are out of control. And those deer nibble all the little tree saplings into non-existence.
Yeah.
So we don't get any natural regeneration of our trees and our woodlands. Overgrazing is a massive problem. And that means that all those little plants that would normally grow on a woodland floor, the understory species that become the next generation of trees in a woodland, they no longer exist because we don't have the wolves, because the next layer down in the trophic chain is the deer. So they're exploding population.
Yeah.
So there's knock-on impacts then for butterflies, for wild bees, for small flowers, for like everything else, just because we've removed these top predators from woodland habitats from Ireland.
Yeah, because that's so interesting. Now, we know we don't have enough trees anyway, but we have an exacerbating factor because of something that happened a couple of centuries ago.
Yeah, I mean, there's loads of little nooks and crannies all over the Irish landscape where natural regeneration would allow trees to, you know, plant themselves, grow, create little pockets of woodland. That's not happening because we have deer and other species like feral goats and too many sheep as well.
Oh, right. When did feral goats die out?
They're still around.
Oh, are they?
But they would, they would have been kept in check by wolves.
Yeah. Now, wild salmon, I suppose, would be quite a surprising thing to people listening. What's happening there? What is that, fishing?
The wild salmon are threatened with extinction, which is incredible because they're such a familiar species in Ireland. And the main problem that's driven them so low, there's no one main problem, actually. That's the thing. It's death by a thousand cuts, really. So water quality declines. We know that rivers and lakes are largely polluted in Ireland. About half are polluted, so nutrient pollution. We also know that there's climate change is driving currents in the Atlantic to change. So, you know, salmon are a migratory species. When they're young, they go out to the North Atlantic, they feed there for a few years before they return to spawn. And when those currents change quite dramatically, the places they go to, the reliable areas in the North Atlantic, are shifting. They're just moving. There's also problems like sea lice from farmed salmon getting in and affecting the wild salmon populations. Then there's other things like barriers to migration. So when they return back up a river, and we have a lot of, they're called aprons under a bridge, so the water becomes too shallow for them to be able to navigate their way back to their natal spawning grounds. So there's a lot of different problems affecting salmon. But cumulatively, that has meant that they've declined by over 60% in 40 years.
My word.
So if we continue at that rate.
We're making it difficult for them at every stage. Tom says, last year was the first year I can recall not seeing one single bumblebee in my garden. I grew up in the same area and used to catch them in jars as a kid. Don't worry, I always release them, but they are so rare now.
Yeah, it's amazing. We have 100 different species of wild bee in Ireland. That is not the same as the honeybee.
Yeah.
But 100 wild bee species. And over half of those have declined again in the last 40 years quite severely. And a third of our native wild bees now are threatened with extinction.
Is this because of hedgerows?
No, it's a lot of different factors. So those kind of species-rich, semi-natural grassland habitats that we would have had so much of in Ireland, they've been drained off for agricultural improvements. We have a loss of native trees as well. Like everybody thinks of wildflowers being ideal for bumblebees, but things like willow trees and their catkins in the spring, all sorts of different trees have flowers that produce nectar and pollen for bees as well. And now we have this over-reliance on non-native conifer species which don't support bumblebees.
Yeah.
Ploughing of soil, use of pesticides, again, habitat, the decline in habitat quality across so many different types of habitats in Ireland has driven this really alarming decline in our wild bee species.
Yeah. Now, if people of a certain age will remember there was an advert that mentioned the cry of the curlew. How bad is it for the curlew?
Curlew, 97% decline in my lifetime. These are species that were common in the early 80s across Ireland. They were the soundtrack of summer. There were curlew breeding in our midland raised bogs, as well as in the uplands like the blanket bogs. Curlew were in those kind of damp, rushy pastures right across the country, Leitrim, West Cavan. And there's been, again, a number of different drivers to their decline. So draining off of those peat bogs and planting up Sitka spruce plantations, the harvesting of the midland raised bogs for turf. And also, again, the loss, the drainage of those semi-natural species-rich grassland types. So all of these things have meant that curlew are no longer successfully breeding in Ireland.
Yeah. Now, as you've established there, it's a multifactorial problem, and one thing affects another thing, etc., etc. Could we realistically, can we bring most or any of these species back to health because there's so many factors to take into account? Not, you know, including human factors.
Yeah, I mean, most of these are human factors. So even the ocean currents changing in the case of salmon, that is climate change. Mm. So, you know, one thing we can do is implement the Paris Agreement and reduce our greenhouse gas emissions dramatically and enhance the capacity of the land to absorb carbon as well. So that's one thing. But it's habitat loss and not climate change that is the main driver of most of these losses. So one of the big, most hopeful things is an agreement that we signed up to a couple of years ago, as in Ireland, along with 200 countries across the globe. And that's a 30 by 30 target. So it's to designate 30% of all land and sea as protected areas by the year 2030. And that means we've set these boundaries in particular biodiversity hotspots where we create the conditions for habitats to recover their health. So if you've got the habitats in good health, the species are going to recover.
Yeah. How much of our land is protected right now?
It's somewhere between 11% and 15%.
Right. OK, so we have another half to go.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we know we're not going to hit any of our climate change targets. So
no.
Sorry to be put my big cynical hat on, but isn't that just an agreement that sounds good?
Yeah, but every degree matters and every protected area matters. So in places like curlew, you can have really concentrated conservation efforts and you can really improve their breeding. So it went slightly up last year. We're at about 130 breeding pairs. You know, if we continue the investment in specific targeted conservation measures for curlew and other breeding waders like lapwing and redshank and snipe, we can help boost that population.
Yeah. Anya, thanks very much for coming in to talk to us today.
Thank you very much,
that was Anya Murray there, the broadcaster and author of Wild Embrace, Connecting to the Wonder of Ireland's Natural World.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.